might be turning to the book of Psalms. Look at the third psalm. We'll be starting off there in just a few moments. Going through the reading this week, I was kind of struck by the emotions of King David. And we saw plenty of those this week in our reading, not just in the Psalms, but in 2 Samuel as well. And so our reading this week included a lot about King David. Now, a couple of the Psalms we read this week, I don't know that they were written by King David, but they were included in our reading this week. And what kind of struck me was just a reminder that God has made man with emotions. And some express those more than others, and feelings is what really kind of... We move our feelings with life events is kind of the way that goes. We feel ups and downs. There are highs and lows in life that we deal with. Some are more emotional than others. Some hide their feelings. Others wear their emotions on their sleeve. Our emotions are displayed when we experience something. Our emotions are displayed when there is, as some said, intense mental activity. That's what causes our emotions to come out. When there are things that bring a high degree of pleasure or displeasure, it's a different kind of emotions that may be displayed. Well, King David is one, to me, who has always displayed his emotions. You don't have to wonder what's on the mind of King David, because he always had something to say or something to write. And you can see his emotions as he went from highs to low. We can tell when David is having a good day or a bad day by the things that he says. It's expressed in his emotions. And before man and before God, David expresses his emotions. And in reality, there is no hiding our emotions from God. We might be able to keep things, under the vest, so to speak. And we might be able to hide our emotions from some. We can't really hide our emotions from God. He knows what's in our heart. He knows what's in our mind always. And so our emotions are always known to God. But David has a way of writing where we can see and we can even feel his emotions, sometimes the extreme ups and downs. We know his innermost being because of the things that he says. And David was not ashamed of expressing his emotions. He was not ashamed to fully reveal himself before the Heavenly Father, who in turn has shared these words of David with us. And there's something for us to learn from, even from the emotions of David. And so in this lesson, we will review a few excerpts from the Psalms, and we will notice the emotions expressed by the king that was so well known to Jehovah God. David was close to Jehovah. And David being one that God would say, a man after his own heart. And God was at the side of David in good times and in bad, because David never lost sight of God. And we will find in these Psalms lessons learned. And we might find some applications for life that we can use, that we can take hold of. And let's just see what we can learn. Now, I want to read from several of the Psalms that we read this week. And we'll make a few comments, but I'm doing my very best to make very few comments tonight. David expresses himself well, and there's not a whole lot I can add to the things that David says at times. Like in the third Psalm. You know, as I've looked at these Psalms, I was trying to look at what was David's feeling when he wrote and when he said the things that he did. And when I read through the third psalm, I can see David was feeling overwhelmed. He was feeling overwhelmed by his foes that were around him. David had to deal with that a lot, even before becoming king, remember? There were those who were his enemies and those who were putting pressure on him. He felt in fear of his life more than once. And so there were different times that David just felt overwhelmed by his foes. And the third psalm expresses that. Verse 1. O Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. Boy, if Satan never had a plan, it would be to convince us that God doesn't care for us, God doesn't love us, God does not hear our concerns and our prayers. And David was at a point where he knew there were some saying, God won't answer. He's all alone. And David was feeling overwhelmed by his enemies. As we said, David knew something about having enemies, those who might cause him to lose faith in God. But David never did. David never lost confidence in God. Verse 3. But you are a shield around me, O Lord. You bestow glory on me and lift up my head. To the Lord I cry aloud, and he answers me from his holy hill. David never lost sight of who God was and where he was, and the hope and the help that he received from Jehovah God. And so David knew something about having enemies and the pressure that would come from enemies, but David never lost confidence in God, and knew that with God he could always be victorious. Verse 7. Arise, O Lord. Deliver me, O my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people. David knew where to turn when he was feeling overwhelmed by his enemies and by his foes. The 13th Psalm. In the 13th Psalm, we're looking at David's feelings again. And it seems as though as he writes this, he's feeling, has the feeling of abandonment. There's this period in this point in his life where things were seemingly going exceedingly difficult. And there's a moment where he feels abandoned. Verse 1. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? David knew all about trouble. David knew it well. Many times, I mean, you think about how many times do we see David embroiled in disputes with an enemy? Where does he turn? Always, time and again, where does he turn? He turns to seek the assurance that comes from God. And while he may feel for a moment as though he's abandoned, he knows what to do. Verse 3. Look on me and answer, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes or I will sleep in death. My enemy will say, I have overcome him. And my foes will rejoice when I fall. Where does David turn? He turns to Jehovah God to seek the assurance that comes from God. Look upon me and answer me, my God, he says. Verse 5. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. And so there may be a moment where David was concerned and he felt as though he was abandoned and his enemies were surrounding him. But David always remembered where to turn. And when he turned to God, he found reason to give thanksgiving because he knew God heard his prayers. And what we can learn from David is that there's reason always for thanksgiving and trust, rejoicing, singing to the Lord, he says, because he has been good to me. We are reminded that we are never alone if we have God on our side. David knew that. So David at times had feelings of being overwhelmed by foes. At times he might have felt abandoned, but that was short-lived. And there were some times where David felt distressed. The 55th Psalm. The 55th Psalm. Now, the feeling of distress, now that's more than just having a bad day. That's more than just feeling sad. The idea of distress is a feeling of anguish and misery. So now we're looking at a time where David had hit an incredible low, a depression, perhaps, some would say. And David makes a plea to the Lord to hear his cry. It's not just a normal prayer or a regular prayer, but he is pleading with God to help me to understand my, my concerns. Verse 1. Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught. You see what I'm saying? It's not just a matter of having a bad day. We all have bad days sometimes. Those days will come. But this is deeper than that. David is in distress. He is in anguish. He is in misery. David's depressed. And as we've seen in the life of David, there were their extreme highs and the extreme lows. We can see the days of joy and gladness in the life of David. We can see the days where he was as low as any of us could ever be. But David always knew what to do in those days when he cried upon the Lord and just emptied his heart. I am distraught. My heart is in anguish. You know, there is fear and trembling. Horror has overwhelmed me, as we can read on in the psalm. It was a time of emotional low. Have you ever come to a point in life where you just thought you couldn't go on? Where things were just so low. Life events have just become so incredibly difficult that you just wonder if you can even face another day. You know, at some point in time, we've all been there. Some can recover more easily and more quickly than others. But we can learn something from David. But David has been there. More than once, we can see when David was at that point of just total despair, when he was in distress, David knew what to do. Verse 16. But I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. There was hope and confidence that David found, knowing that the Lord heard his cry. And that perhaps he felt all alone. He knew in reality he wasn't alone. Even if he had no friends around him, he still knew that the Lord was on his side. And that he could cry out to the Lord and God would hear his cries when no one else cared, when no one else would listen to David. The Lord heard his cries. And David knew that. And by the end of the prayer, David is feeling much greater peace. Verse 22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. But you, O God, will bring down the wicked into a pit of corruption. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men will not live out half their days. But as for me, I trust in you. Well, that's a big difference, isn't it, from the first part of the psalm? And where he begins when he's just in a pit himself. And through this resource of calling on God and pleading to him to hear my prayer, hear my concerns, help me, he comes to the point of feeling relief and feeling strength that comes from God. David's emotions went up and they went down and they came back up. Much like all of us feel from time to time. David knew that God cares. He knew that God would help, and David trusted in God always. In the 28th Psalm, if I were to describe what David was feeling, I would say that he was feeling thankfulness. Thankfulness because it was a relief to know that God heard his cry. I don't know exactly what was the life event that David was facing at this time. There could probably be several things that we might try to identify. But David knew, again, where to turn in times of trouble, and that there was only one who could truly give him help. Jehovah God was his strength. And David did not want God to be silent. In verse 1. To you I call, O Lord, my rock. Do not turn a deaf ear to me. For if you remain silent, I will be like those who have gone down to the pit. Hear my cry for mercy. As I call to you for help, as I lift up my hands toward your most holy place. You can hear David as he says to Jehovah God, don't leave me now. I need you now. Don't turn from me. Do not remain silent, he says to God. David knew that without God, that he would have slipped into the deepest of holes. We mentioned depression a few minutes ago. You know, there are, all of us have had those times of depression, of just deep sadness. David knew something like that. If you remain silent, he says, I will be like those who have gone down into the pit. I get the impression he's talking about that emotional low, about depression. You know, if you don't hear me, I have no one to turn to. If you don't hear me, I have no hope. I'll fall into that pit. But David knew that God would hear him. And David looked up. As I lift up my hands, he says. And David found reason for thankfulness. It's interesting that as this psalm starts out, it seems that he's dealing with some kind of issue, some kind of a problem in life. I mean, he's at the precipice of depression. And yet he calls on God for help. And in verse 6, he says, praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him. And I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song. God was merciful. We've seen that characteristic in God over and again. The mercy of God. And David knew that. And God heard David's cry, and God was David's strength and his shield, he said. My hope and my protection is in Jehovah God. God was his help in hard times. And David's heart was lifted up. You can hear him expressing his thankfulness for the relief, for the help that comes from God. And as verse 7 said again, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song. David gave thanks that God had heard his cry, and he received strength, and that he was helped by God. David's heart leapt for joy, and as David would often do, express that in song. So many of the psalms that David wrote were songs, we would say, and would have been used in worship, even as we've done tonight. And as many of the psalms were sung, and you can imagine David doing. And so we think here about, you know, David feeling overwhelmed by the foes and enemies that are around him and feeling for a moment abandoned, but then feeling the relief that comes from God. Feeling distress, as in anguish and misery, finding relief that comes from God, and then feeling thankfulness for the help and the hope that comes from God. In the 40th Psalm, I think we get some insight here of the deep admiration that David had for Jehovah God. He lifted me up, he said. He found this strength in God. You know, David's life was not all a bed of roses, as we say sometimes. Yes, he became king, and he was a powerful king, and God blessed him, and the nation grew under the reign of David. But even while David was king, there were some times that were so difficult, where there were enemies that were breathing down upon them. And before David became king, some days that seemingly David never forgot, when he fell to the pressure of his foes and his enemies breathing down his back, you know, David's life was not always a bed of roses. There were some times that were very tough, and he struggled with the trials of life. You know, being a man of God does not remove strife and suffering. There are still difficult days. Being a man of God, in some ways at times, I think, even makes some issues of life more difficult. And so for anyone to think that being faithful to God all of a sudden makes our life just easy and without any bumps in the road is missing a whole lot of what we can read in Scripture, is missing a whole lot that the life of David teaches us. Because here again was a man after God's own heart, Jehovah said. And yet David dealt with catastrophic issues of life. He had to deal with a lot of trials in life. And there were times that David was drawn low. The 40th Psalm, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and he heard my cry. And he lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. Doesn't sound like a man where everything is going well. I mean, I don't know what David was dealing with at this point in his life. But it wasn't easy. And it wasn't pleasant. We read about that pit once again. And I don't know always exactly what that refers to, but I get the impression it's not good. And that he's dealing with distress or with depression. He's dealing with just the most difficult times of life. David had emotional lows, but David's source of strength and stability was constant. It was God. In verse 2, the second part, we read that he set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. You get the contrast there of David, you know, facing that slimy pit, you know, where you can just slide down into the muck and the mire to never be found, to never be able to drag yourself out of. You know, have you ever played in a mud hole somewhere? You know, those big mud holes. One time I ran this obstacle race. It was really dumb. I don't know why I did it. I was much too old to be doing it. But one of the obstacles was a slimy, muddy pit. And you slid off into this muddy hole. It was about waist deep of water and mud. And you had to crawl your way out of that. And I realized before too long that I would never get out of that hole by myself. And it took everybody that was going through this obstacle just a moment to realize that once you got down in there, you couldn't get out by yourself. And that you had to actually reach out to people you were racing against and say, give me a hand. And when you got pulled out, you would turn around and help somebody else out. I don't know why that's what came to my mind. When I think of this slimy pit, that it seems as though David was on the edge, and I'm sure it wasn't a fun obstacle course that he was dealing with. You know, that was supposed to be recreation. That's not even right. That's a recreation falling into a muddy pit. David was dealing with issues of life. It's something catastrophic that he describes as you know, God lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. And the contrast is he set me on a rock. He set me and he gave me stability in life. He gave me a firm place to stand. What a contrast of life that's described for us. That without God, it's as though we're on that slippery slope. We can't help ourselves. But it's with God that we find help, that we find a reason for life. It's with God that we find strength and a solid rock to stand on, firm ground. That's found only with Jehovah God. David knew that. And you know, you have to be in the pit to understand what it is to stand on the rock. David found that pit, not by choice. David found that pit time and again and had to turn and to call and to cry out to God, to plead with God. We've heard him plead to God, hear my cry. To have God come to his rescue, to pull him from the mud and the mire and set him on firm ground. It's in this psalm that we can see David's admiration to God, his thanksgiving, that it was God who lifted me up. David's source of strength and stability was not in himself. Even when he was King David, the most powerful ruler of the day, his strength was not in himself. His strength was in God. Most will suffer when there is no solid ground to stand on. And if our life is just kind of, you know, wallowing around without a firm place to stand spiritually, we will never sort it out by ourselves. We will never get to that firm rock by ourselves. We will have to be dependent on Jehovah God. David came to that point. time and again. David also never forgot to give praise to the rock of his salvation. Verse 3. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look around or look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you have done. The things you plan for us, no one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell them, they would be too many to declare. It's as though David is saying, the blessings you have given me, well, there is this and there's this and there's, well, I can't even name them all. There's just too many to even begin to recite. David saw that. Again, sometimes you have to be in the pit to fully appreciate and to know the blessings that can be found when we stand on a solid rock. When Jehovah God has planted us there. And that made David admire Jehovah God. The emotions of David are incredible to me. The ups and the downs. We can learn some things from the emotions of David. We might not be as expressive as he is. But we have all felt those emotions, haven't we? The ups and the downs. We know something about that. The consistency with David was that when he was up or when he was down, he knew where to look. And he looked up. And he found his hope and he found his strength in Jehovah God. And we have to do the same thing. Our hope for eternity is completely rooted in our faith in God and our willingness to submit to Him in all things, in all ways. And we have to be willing to do that. And God has made and provided for us a way and means that, in fact, we can be His people and we can know that our prayers are heard and we can know that He hears our cry. If we choose to be His people, even as David did, and He gives us that opportunity in His Son, that we can become sons of God by faith in Him, baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. We can be sons of God. Galatians 3 tells us that. And so as we close the lesson, we're thinking about those things, about the blessings that we find in God through His Son Jesus. If you need to respond to the gospel of Christ, would you do so tonight as we stand and sing?